The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hi, I'm back again with the Right Stand podcast. And of course, the dominant discourse today is going to be the Ram Mandir hearing, because today is the final day of the hearing. And what drama? What drama even before the court proceedings began? Because we are given to understand that one of the six litigants from the Muslim Paksha, from the Babri panel, wanted to withdraw their claim to the title. And this was the Sunni Waqf Board, YIH chairman. The word doing the rounds, and it just spread like wildfire that there is a division among the ranks, and one of them, that is the Sunni Waqf Board chairman, had actually sent out via the mediation panel a request to the Chief Justice and to the Constitution Bench that they would want to withdraw their claim to the title. Now, this threw a different spin of things, although this matter was not talked or mentioned officially by the Chief Justice, or there was no proof or confirmation that something like this had been done, but the speculation was all over. What does this mean? This means that the Waqf Board, the argument from the Muslim side on the title suit as to who does the land belong to, there may be somebody who must have born there a few thousand years ago. There may have been a place of worship a few thousand years ago. There may have been a structure that was built over another structure which became the place of worship for another community a few hundred years ago. What is being disputed is not about who did what and who has the right to pray. This title says, who does the land belong to? So if this is a title suit, any masjid or any place of worship becomes a waqf property. And that's what the Waqf Board has claimed, that this is a waqf property. So the title to the land lies with the Waqf Board, the Sunni Waqf Board. Although there are others who came out and said, this does not belong to the Sunni Waqf Board, it belongs to the Shia Waqf Board, because Mir Baqi was a Shia. But all of that set aside, the Sunni Waqf Board says that we own the title, compared to what the Hindu Mahasabha or Ramlala Virajman or Nirmohi Akhada come out and say that, you know, the title should be theirs because A, they were offering prayers, B, it is Ramlala's Janmasthan, and etc., etc. But with the Sunni Waqf Board reportedly coming out and saying, we are not staking claim to the title, the question now remains, the title kiska hua? Agar aap kehna hai, aapka nahi, aapko nahi chahiye. What they are saying is, in the larger interest of society, what we want to do is, with certain conditions which are there, it is not unconditional though, they are wanting to relinquish. That's also what reports say. They are saying that they want the upkeep of 22 other mosques in the Ayodhya Faizabad area. They are also talking about a review of the Protected Monuments Act, and also at least under the Archaeological Survey of India, 4 to 5 important mosques and other mosques which are locked down where offering prayers has been stopped. They should be reviewed and they should be allowed to offer prayers again. They have also come out and said, implement the 1993 Ayodhya Act very, very clearly. All of this sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yes, because on the Right Stand last Friday, we had Lieutenant General Zamiruddin Shah and Mr. Anis Ansari, all part of the Muslim intelligentsia, part of the Indian Muslims for Peace, who came out and made the same suggestions. Who came out and said the same, that we have no doubt that the title is ours, but we are willing to relinquish the title for the greater good and say, we don't want this, give us some other place, let's end this entire jhagda fasad, let's finish the politics, let there be a Ram Mandir for those who believe that this is Ram's Janmasthan, and we will move on, give us another land, give us whatever. But obviously, this is met with stiff opposition, and a lot of people said a lot of things, and there was a lot of drama in court, including Rajiv Dhawan, the lawyer, the senior advocate, representing and appearing on behalf of the Muslim Paksh, tearing an 1810 map, which was presented by Vikas Singh, another senior advocate representing the Hindu Mahasabha. It was their turn to make their final argument, so he put out a book, and also he cited a book which is Ayodhya Revisited, and he also cited an 1810 map which he had procured from the British Library. Now, Rajiv Dhawan came out and said, this is all inconsequential, kya hai, kuch bhi nahi hai. But Mr. Vikas Singh came out and said, look at this map. This map under the British Raj in 1810 comes out and calls, talks out, marks out the Sita Rasoi, the Ram Chabutra, and also three columns under which Sri Ram is written. It's written Sri Ram Mandir. So when this was, and a copy, and as is the norm, when evidence which is already in record but is being presented once again and demonstrated, as you know, you give it to the other litigants also, or in the plea and along with the bench, and that's what he did. He gave it to Rajiv Dhawan, and Rajiv Dhawan just tore it. He just tore it, and it became a huge thing as to how can an advocate behave like this? Is this frustration coming to the fore? Is this admission of defeat? Are things slipping away and all of that? Post lunch, When Rajiv Dhawan came back and he was given 1 hour to make his rebuttal, he came back and said the Chief Justice himself had said that if I didn't like it, I can shred it. I just shredded it. The Chief Justice also batted for him a little, but then Justice Nazir was there and he turned around and said, "Ab to raita phail gaya bhai. Sabko pata lag gaya tumne kya kiya hai." Abhishek Manu Singhvi was critical. There were others who came out and said, no matter what the opposition, no matter what the argument, this kind of behavior is not expected. It is unbehoven of somebody as senior as Rajiv Dhawan. But what stood out was the frustration. The other aspect, let me read out this from the Gazetteer of Oudh. I have this copy and I'm just going to read this out for our listeners. The Gazetteer of the province of Oudh, and this is from the British Times of the British East India Company, records that the birthplace of Sri Ram is the most highly venerated sacred places for Hindus. It records that Ayodhya is to Hindus what Makkah is to Mohammedans and Jerusalem is to Jews. The Gazetteer records that within Ram Court, 8 royal mansions that housed Sri Ram, his father Sri Maharaja Dasharath and Queen Mothers Kaushalya, Kekai and Sumitra. So, this is already part of the Gazetteer. This has been submitted in the top court. The other aspect that it talks about, that it also records, the Gazetteer of the territories under the government of East India Company and the native states of the continents of India by Edward Thornton records that on the right bank of the Ghoghra River are extensive ruins. These are about 2,000 years old and are said to be those of the forts of Rama, King of Oudh, hero of the Ramayana. The ruins still bear his name of Ramgarh or Fort of Rama. The temples were demolished by Aurangzeb, who built a mosque on the site. Now, this is what the Gazetteer says, that it is Aurangzeb who built it, but an inscription on the walls of the mosque falsely attributes the work to Babur, for whom Aurangzeb was the fifth in descent. The mosque is embellished with 14 columns that are only 5 or 6 feet in height but are very elaborate. A quadrangular coffer of stone, whitewashed, 5 ells long and 4 ells wide, and just 6 to 7 inches above the ground, is also pointed out as the cradle of Ram. Now, the Gazetteer records it as Ram Ka Palana, or the cradle of Ram. Now, remember, I read the Gazetteer earlier, it said that it lists this area as Ram Court. Now, there is also another piece of evidence that's been put out, which talks about the land records as in 1893. In 1893, and this was submitted via an application in 2007, order dated 8th of July 2008 in the Allahabad High Court, where it said Khasra Abadi of the year 1861, Khasra 60 to 170 of village Mohalla Ram Court. Now, Khasra number 60 to 170 is this disputed site. And it says village Ram Court, Mohalla Ram Court, and it says Court Ramchandar. Pargana Haveli, Avaidh Tehsildar District, Faizabad. So they are saying that this plot, this land, is in the name of Ramchandar, because it is called Ram Court, Ram Ki Kothi, Court Ramchandar. And this is 1861. And this is also submitted, another land document that's been submitted, which is what the Hindu Paksh is saying is a Janmasthan argument. Ab ye sab to ho gaya, ye sab to hai. Now the twist in the story is what happens next. The hearing is over and now it's judgment time. Will the developments of the day add that all-important dynamic twist? We'll have to wait and watch. But one thing is for sure, by the 18th of November, we will know who the Constitution Bench of the Supreme Court believes holds the title to this land, which the Hindus believe is the Janmasthan of Ram, or Ram Janmabhoomi, or which the Muslims believe that ever since there was a mosque built there, prayers have been offered. I'm going to leave it at that for the moment, because debate number two, I want to focus quickly on that. Debate number two tonight is the real agenda of Pakistan as far as the Kartarpur corridor is concerned. Now, Kartarpur corridor, 150th anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev, they worked and they said that they're going to open it and they're going to work towards opening the Kartarpur corridor for pilgrims. But the railway minister of Pakistan sits next to a Khalistani in Gopal Singh Chawla, who's also part of the Gurdwara Prabandhak Committee of Nankana Sahib, and says Khalistanis are welcome. Does this not show what Pakistan's real intentions are via Kartarpur? But here is an interesting question. Does this mean that a sitting minister of the Pakistan government is willing and he is actually accepting that he is okay to separate part of the province of the state of Punjab in Pakistan and give it off to Sikhs or Khalistanis? Is he okay with a separation partition of his country?
because he said Khalistanis are welcome. That means separatists are welcome. Those who want a different, separate Punjab are welcome. Because the demand for Khalistan, ladies and gentlemen, is not just the Indian part of Punjab. The separatists want all of Punjab to be separated. That is their actual demand. This is a question we are going to turn around and ask Pakistan. Are they willing to disintegrate on their own? Then let them do that. But why use religion and somebody's sentiment and a pilgrimage to play this dangerous, devious game of division? Join me tonight on The Right Stand. As I leave you, I just want to quote a few lines from Tulsi Shatak. Goswami Tulsi Das was somebody who was alive during the time Aurangzeb was. And he's obviously written Hanuman Chalisa and also Ramcharitmanas. But this is what he has listed in the Tulsi Shatak. And it's interesting. If you can understand a bit of Avadhi, I'm sure you'll make sense of it. He says, Ram Janam Mahi Mandar Hi, Tori Masit Banaye, Javahi Bahut Hindu Hate, Tulsi Ki Nahi Hai, Dalio Mir Baki Avadh, Mandir Ram Samaj, Tulsi Rovat Hriday Hati, Trahi Trahi Raguraj, Ram Janam Mandir Jahan, Tasat Avad Ke Beech, Tulsi Rachi Masit Tahan, मीर बा की खल नीच रामायण घरी घट जहां श्रुति पुराण उपखान तुलसी जवन अजान तह करत कुरान अजान. दिस इज इन द 17th सेंचुरी. जॉइन मी टुनाइट ऑन द डिबेट.
द राइट स्टैंड विद आनंद नरसिम्हन.